Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerning on a Saturday morning. Glad you've joined us. Hello, everybody. It is such a great day to be in Tallahassee. Is it not, my friends? We're glad you've tuned in to this fine radio program because we've got such a great show today. Ann Kozaliski, who is the executive director for LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts, is our guest. And we've got in the business spotlight John Kraft, who is a local business owner and business broker. We'll learn all about that business. And the very popular Emily Brown, who will bring us the next installment of the IMAX-UMAX report. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. For accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So we are so excited to be talking about the LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts with Ann Kozaliski, who is going to be with us here shortly. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about there, the 50th anniversary of this fine organization, LeMoyne, for its part, providing us a connection to that whole artistic world. And here they have their annual holiday show that kicks off the day of the 29th. So that's the day after Thanksgiving, right? I mean, this coming Friday, Thanksgiving week. So we are at the threshold of the holiday season, we might say. And with Thanksgiving approaching and Christmas and all of the other holidays celebrated, man, what a great time to be in Tallahassee. You got the Winter Festival coming up, the first weekend in December. You got the drive-through at the Killarney United Methodist Church, their Living Nativity. You've got LeMoyne with their holiday show that is just absolutely fabulous. If you've not done this, you owe it to yourself, and you can purchase one of the ornaments that they have featured from local artists, mostly, who create especially for this show, those ornaments that are really keepsakes, and some of them are collector's items. Really neat stuff. So Ann's going to tell us all about that. Of course, in the news this week, we've had a couple of things going on that otherwise seemingly would detract from the goodness of the season, but we continue to wonder about what's going on with this possible ongoing investigation with regard to Jameis Winston. It comes to the point where you just sort of want to turn away, don't you? At least it does in this humble opinion. I just find it difficult, but I have to say I think this is Mr. Winston's finest hour, in which he has, regardless of the outcome of the pending investigation and such, shown great poise and collective posture. He has been able to move through this time under the glare of the national spotlight and has performed, has carried out his assignment just as he was charged. And that says a lot. Again, the outcome is at this point a bit unknown. We don't know where it's going. But take a look at what this young man is dealing with, and shouldn't we all be so resolved in our determination to carry out whatever mission we've been entrusted? That's my take on it. And you know what? Life is full of wins and losses, is it not? And we are all engaged in stuff that sometimes we wish we hadn't been. So be it. The real question is not what has happened or what we may have done individually, but how we take that and move forward, it seems to me. And so let us all take up whatever we are charged with and whatever limitations we may be faced with and whatever indiscretions we may have committed along the way and say, well, I move on, I move forward, and I will look for a way to make good and make right and do my very best to do what is asked of me. That's my philosophical moment here, brought to you by Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. 93.3 is our home station. We're glad you're here. By the way, check out the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. It's a great place to go and learn more. Or go to our Facebook page. What a great idea that would be. You can check out stories like, for example, here this week we found that the city staff basically had recommended against the work of or the recommendations of the ethics committee that had been appointed to come up with rules and ideas and suggestions for how the city does its business. And apparently all of that was for naught because they just said, no, we're not going to do any of that. You can find out more. There are several news sources around town carrying that. We posted one of those items for you at our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and then go Tallahassee Talks, you'll find it there. And I'd love to have your opinion. You are free to comment there at our page and chime in, if you will. So that's what's kind of what's on my mind anyway. Don't forget that our annual promotion, Help Us Help Christmas Connection, has kicked off. We're in full swing. Stop by a local Burger King and leave a donation if you have an unwrapped toy for a boy or girl, clothing item, a non-perishable food item. Leave it there in the collection box. We'll make sure that it gets to the headquarters for Christmas Connection this year, and we appreciate your help. In our business spotlight, we have John Kraft with us this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Brian.
You are looking fine and fiddle.
Well, I appreciate
that. And again, that it because it's radio, they'll have to take my word for it. But trust me, folks, John's looking every bit of 37 years old, and we'll just go with that.
You're mistaking the 37 years of business experience with my actual
that's what
chronicle.
It was, right.
Yes, I think that's
and
right.
And in fact, he is an experienced business owner, an entrepreneur, a sole proprietor, a man who has specialized in business sales and buyer searches and valuation, business consulting. You've been doing this for all, it seems like, most of your life, doesn't it?
Well, indirectly, yes, but specifically as a business broker, a full-time professional business broker with Murphy Business Brokers for the last 13 years.
With a very memorable phone number, folks, by the way. It's 222-2001, and for those of us who still remember Stanley Kubrick and Space Odyssey, that should mean something. For the rest of you, just remember 222-2001, John Kraft. John, what do you do for people? What is it you do?
The service I provide, and before I became a business broker, I had about 25 years of senior executive experience. I was director of the governor's office of business assistance. I've worked with startups. I've raised money. I've taken a company public. I've worked for an international investment firm. Spent about 3 or 4 years in business negotiations. And all this was a nice match for when mutual friends introduced me to Roger Murphy in 2000, the founder of Murphy Business and Financial Services. So ever since that time, I've been a professional, full-time business broker. I only help people sell and buy businesses. I don't sell real estate or tree farms. I just focus on helping business owners develop an exit strategy and then market their business.
How has business been going for you?
There's an old saying in the business brokerage business that nothing is better for a business broker than economic uncertainty.
Ah.
I know that sounds backwards.
Counterintuitive.
Yes, but when everything is fabulous, no one sells. And when everything is horrible, no one buys.
A lot of transition. I remember getting here in 78 as a graduate student and thinking that I'd gone back in time because everything looked like it was still vintage 1950s. These days, it doesn't feel so much that way. Not only that, but we seem to have incorporated a lot more. It seems that we're a bit more inclusive about aspects of our community than we were then. Would you agree?
Oh, I agree. And also, I mean, you know, as a testimonial to that, if you just drive around, I've had the opportunity to drive around town with a couple of my business associates who hadn't been here in 6 or 7 years, just 6 or 7 years. They couldn't believe the change.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal.
Wow.
I mean, whether it's Midtown or College Town or Pensacola or Gaines Street and developments on the Northeast Corridor along the Thomasville Road, there's a lot of development, a lot of activity going on. And it's all a very, very positive sign.
Very cool. Our good friend, John Kraft, our guest this morning here in the Business Spotlight, talking about business brokerage, sales, searches, consulting, valuation. That's what he does. More so, I think, John, and this is my observation, if you've not done this, call the number 222-2001. If John is not available at the moment, you'll note that he updates his voicemail greeting at least 10 times a day, so you know exactly where he is, what he's doing, and when he's going to get back to you. It marks the character of the way he does business. And John, I want to thank you for making your business a part of ours. Thanks for being our guest.
Brian, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning in November as we prepare for the holidays and one of the most enjoyable events of the season. This year especially enjoyable, the Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts annual holiday show, and it's starting November 29th and runs through December 31st. With us this morning, the very lovely Ann Kozoliski, who is the executive director for Lemoyne Center for Visual Arts. Ann, how are you?
I'm fine, Brian. How are you?
You're
this
looking
morning?
Spentabulous.
Well, back at you, buddy.
You know, and since this is radio,
yeah,
who knew?
You're right.
How are they going to know?
Right. They're just going to have to trust.
Trust me.
Yes.
And so here we are thinking about all of the wonderful things that happen this time of year. And for its part, Lemoyne is that shimmering, shining little gem of a contribution to art and entertainment and culture and all kinds of good things, good times during this holiday show, which does a number of things, Ann, doesn't it? I mean, it's a celebration of local artists.
Mm-hmm.
It is a celebration of their work.
Mm-hmm.
It fits so nicely into the holiday season because we have ornaments that you can hang on your tree, and it's a fundraiser, is it not?
Yes, it is.
All right, tell us any more that you care to about this great, now that I've told you everything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think we can move on.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
We have this year our 50th anniversary kickoff.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Lemoyne was established in 1963 and continue today as the premier gallery and education center in Tallahassee.
Mm.
We've reclaimed the holiday show for the artists.
Mm-hmm.
This year we have 92 artists.
Really?
Yes, that are bringing in work that range from ornaments to masterworks.
Huh.
To the show itself has been known for the place to come to get that one special, unique ornament. In fact, we're going on four generations of people who have come through the door of LeMoyne looking for that special ornament. So in order to keep up that tradition, the artists have come up to the plate and they're preparing ornaments or small gift items for under $25. Yeah. Because the object here is to get art into the hands of the people.
Uh-huh.
So we have our trees literally just laden.
Festooned
with glorious works by local artists, and as well as purchased merchandise. But we're really downplaying the mass manufactured and gearing up the art.
And for us as a community, it seems to me, we are fortunate in that there is no want when it comes to the quality, the character, the depth of talent in this community.
Absolutely.
Do you not agree?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Tallahassee is one of the most prolific areas that I've ever been involved in, that the art here and the personalities of the artists, it's all good. The energy is just
It's interesting, too. I think so oftentimes we think of other parts of the country for its for their various respective contributions to the art world, we'll say. And not always larger metropolitan areas like San Francisco or Chicago, but even smaller communities. And here we have Tallahassee, which might not be as well known for its artistic, we'll call it, contributions. But yet, here we have a great example.
You know, people need to come out and get it. It's a sort of a pre-New York pricing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the mastery of the artists in Tallahassee never ceases to amaze.
You know, and I'll have to refer back to the Chain of Parks when you do the art show and this last one that you did last spring, I guess. Third weekend in April, folks. Mm-hmm. If you have never done that. I mean, come on, you're just not living. You got to get this together here. But that whole festival itself has exploded. I mean, not only the number of artists, but again, the quality, the depth, the proficiency of the art was staggering to me.
That is a national show. We do advertise nationally, and we bring in 150 artists from across the country and local. I mean, there's a large number of local artists that make up part of that 150.
So here we have the annual holiday show, and we'll see then a lot of the local artists when their works being displayed on. And how do you do this show? How does it, if I come to LeMoyne, what am I going to see?
Well, you're going to enter into the front door into an explosion of gold.
If they'll allow me through the front door,
well, you know, you pay a $3 bucks, we'll let you in.
Others
you
know. Will. I don't know about me. But,
oh, well, you know, we are a nonprofit, so we don't turn too many people away with money in their
Ask
hands.
Ask me to go through the side entrance,
please. That's right. Well, that's a door. but we have completely transformed the gallery. We have four main galleries at LeMoyne, and we completely transformed the whole place into this holiday festooned environment.
It's wonderful.
This year, the theme is the art of giving.
Huh.
And we're going to keep it at that from now on so that we can continue to reclaim the art in the holiday show.
So the little play on words there. So in fact, when I think of the holiday show, I can say, well, you know, not only is this a good thing to give to a loved one, I'm giving to myself a holiday gift, right? And then giving back to
the community
because I'm helping LeMoyne do what it does. And then those artists that do the work that they do so well.
Right. And you're giving validation to the art community in Tallahassee. I mean, artists are bringing in work, like I said, less than $25. Now, there's work available for more than $2,500 there as well.
Yep.
But this way we can build new collectors.
This Saturday morning, talking about LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts. LeMoyne Center for Visual Arts.
For the visual.
For the visual. I had it right the first time.
Yeah. Well,
see, I've gotten...
Don't ever doubt yourself, Brian.
Well, I've gotten so obsessed with saying Kozeliski that I've forgotten everything else.
Oh, so, I'm sorry.
I mean, please, can you just change your last name to Smith? Make it easier?
Nah, I did that once. I did that once. Took it back.
Folks, we need to take a break because I don't know what else to say here. But you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. We're glad you've joined us. Stay with us for more holiday fun right here.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, so we're back with Ann Kozeliski talking about LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts and their annual holiday show that kicks off the 29th. That is a Friday night, is it not?
Yes. Friday day.
A Friday day.
Yeah.
What are the hours for the show, by the way?
The hours are 10 to 8, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
And 1 to 5 on Sundays. Okay. Now, that's up till Christmas Eve.
Okay.
After Christmas, we go back to our regular 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday hours.
I see. So let's all say that together. Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until
8.
8.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday.
1 to 5.
From 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think of those traditions, we'll say, those annual events that have become signature in Tallahassee, have become sort of part of the signature for us as a community.
Mm-hmm.
This annual holiday show is certainly one of those.
Absolutely.
And I will say, for those of you who are uninitiated, you may be familiar with other traditions around town, whether it's the Killarn United Methodist Church drive-through nativity. That's a great event. Then you have, of course, the daily trips to the mall, your choice of malls. Those are traditions that we admire and treasure. But here comes LeMoyne bringing us perhaps a bit more thoughtful, and to me, a more reflective part of the whole holiday season, when in fact, you look at one of these ornaments that have been created individually by a local artist. I mean, there's so much in that that can't be replicated and doesn't have to be replicated, but it's yours now. Mm-hmm.
And it's truly a limited edition.
Yeah.
You know, the minimum requirement to be in the holiday show is that they must bring, the artists must bring at least 6 gifts or ornaments under $25.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's to be in the show. I mean, because that's what the show is known for.
Right, right.
Their unique ornaments.
Right, right.
Then they bring their bread and butter items, and that's what I call the next step, which goes up to $150.
Okay.
And then because we all like to strut our stuff, they can bring 2 masterworks priced at anything they want, and that's up to them.
Look at that.
Yeah. So we have something for everyone.
Hmm.
And it's limited editions.
And here you are in the 50th year, celebrating all of these many years that LeMoyne has contributed to our artistic sensibility, we'll say, huh? Mm-hmm. I learned that from Tom Flanagan. Yes. Tommy had to say things like that. Because, you know, I used to just talk on the radio. And then Tom said, you know, Brian, if you'll just try this, it might help you. So when you think of where we are, let's talk a little bit about, loosely speaking, the artistic community, okay? Mm-hmm. Arts in Tallahassee, right?
Yes.
You've been the executive director for LeMoyne now, what?
Three and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Enough to know better, right? So we've gotten you past the...
How do you mean that?
The hazing the hazing and the initiation has come and gone.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And you're still here. We didn't chase you off
and
such. And so with that, it seems to me, then you might bring to us a perspective that we otherwise would not know of. So you are the executive director, and that means, of course, you've got to try to help LeMoyne keep going and doing what it does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're also an artist in your own right.
Right.
And you, I think because of that is the case, you're not simply this sort of pencil and paper administrator sitting back there trying to make all the numbers work, which ultimately
thank God.
It does have to happen at some point. I understand that.
Yeah.
But do you think that we as a community have become better aware, or are we more sensitive to, are we more supportive than we have been? I'm kind of looking to you for some measure of our artistic temperature here. I mean,
well, the arts have always been here. The arts will always be here. And I think the economic times are what weigh it down. You know, people start cutting back. They are going to deal with something that's more necessary. Mm-hmm. The arts look on, you know, seem to be a bit more of a frill.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always there. I mean, civilizations, when they're dug up, they are reconstructed because of the arts.
Yeah.
We have a phenomenal assortment. And, I mean, the artists, visual, musical, written word, dance, they will find their venues. And they have. And they go out into the community. I mean, we have small theater groups that will pop up at locations. We have individual artists that are showing at any number of restaurants throughout Tallahassee. And I mean, Bach Parley, one wonderful musical.
Good example. Yeah.
At St. John's Episcopal Church.
Erica Thaler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has done such a great job with that.
And I mean, it's like sell out crowds. Yeah. So you're not going to keep the arts down, period.
Well, if we're not for that cooperative sense, too, it seems to me, because you all do, I mean, whether it's Coca or Bach Parley, I mean, there are key players in this that work and play well with one another, it seems.
Well, it's innate. I mean, it's in you. You've got to get it out.
Well, in that respect, you go up against some of the other activities in our community, even, for example, the kickoff of your, and I use the word carefully, kickoff of your festival here, this annual holiday show, happens on Thanksgiving weekend, which happens to occur in conjunction or at the same time as the Florida State game.
Yes.
Right. So that Saturday happens to be away for Florida State.
Yes.
Were that not the case, would that present you with any sort of consternation? Would you at all be concerned?
Well, it has a direct impact on us financially. I mean, it has a major impact on us. Our Saturday last year literally went from a $13,000 day to a three.
Because
the game was here in town.
People didn't show up at the show.
Right.
They showed up at the game.
The game or any number of locations around Tallahassee that broadcast the game.
Yeah. And at that, it isn't just the attendance. It's where the money goes, right? So if I've just dropped $500 that weekend or better, you know, seeing the game, eating out, whatever, And that wouldn't be hard to imagine. You know, I may not spend the money then that weekend anyway. I'd have to find another weekend. But it also occurs to me that there's only so much money in this bathtub, in this community we call Tallahassee, after all. And so if, you know, if and during those times when funds maybe are a bit more sparse, right, I have to make those kind of decisions.
Sure.
Lemoyne is still here after 50 years.
Absolutely.
And going strong. And so is the artist, the art, we'll call it the artistic community, or those in our community who we recognize as artists. So when we get back from our break, let's talk a little further about what local artists are doing of their own, in their own way, of their own accord, to make that happen. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in this morning, having a great time with Ann Kozeliski here and talking about Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts. Time now for another edition of IMAX UMAX with Emily Brown.
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. IMAX 3D at the Challenger Learning Center is the ultimate movie experience. I think you'll agree if you check out our new film, Ender's Game, now playing on the giant screen. Ender's Game details an epic adventure to save the human race based on the best-selling, award-winning novel by Orson Scott Card. The film stars Harrison Ford and young actor Asa Butterfield of Martin Scorsese's 2011 hit, The Invention of Hugo Cabret. Also this weekend, the Challenger IMAX will be showing Gravity 3D, Jerusalem 3D, and several other fantastic IMAX documentaries in our library. Showtimes for Ender's Game and more can be found at www.challengertlh.com or by calling 850-644-IMAX. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merry Maids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. Welcome back to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. By the way, if you've not had an opportunity, go to the website TallahasseeTalks.com, where you will find all of the shows that we've had the pleasure to bring you in the last 3 years. Can you imagine that? Celebrating our third season here. And what a fitting way to do so with Ann Kozeliski, who is here with telling us about this wonderful thing called Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts in Tallahassee. Its 50th anniversary being celebrated all the way back in 1963. And Ann, you were saying a little earlier how it is that the Lemoyne, I shouldn't say the Lemoyne, Lemoyne Center at that time crafted its charter, its bylaws in such a way that there was no discriminatory practice. Tell us about that.
Correct. When we were established in 1963, we technically didn't open our doors until 1964, like February, but it was developed with a non-discrimination clause. Art was for art's sake. It had no connection to race, color, or creed.
And in 1963, in the Deep South, that was
big stuff.
Seminal. That was particularly, I think, significant at that time and remains that way.
Yeah, and we were the only venue like ours in Tallahassee that did that.
And one of your founding board members is remembered in this memorial walk now that's been installed.
Yes, Clifton Lewis. Lemoyne was established by four women, and Clifton Lewis of the Lewis family and her husband were very active in the civil rights movement of the 60s, and their family maintain their community activity to this day, but her footsteps are included in the.
Well, you know, in the time we have remaining, and I hate saying that because this is the hardest part of my job, but I have to say, it seems to me LeMoyne has, for its 50 years, been that portal, that connecting part. And isn't it fitting that art so often, and it's because art is what it is for us as people, that it brings us back to our sensibilities. And here we are at the same time remembering the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, another 50-year mark, though, of course, a sad remembrance in comparison with the celebration we experienced with you celebrating LeMoyne. But this famous quote, he was in his inaugural address, quoting Robert Frost, President Kennedy said, "When power leads man toward arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the area of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses." Well, if we can substitute for the word poetry, with all due respects to the author, the word art in general, whether that's visual, musical, performing art, here's LeMoyne, for its part, having done so at its foundation, mm-hmm. and 50 years and running, continues to do that because mm-hmm. you're this portal for us who are looking in and seeing all of the artists that you represent. And didn't you say earlier, many of these folks, you see their art in various places around town, right?
Yes, yes.
And LeMoyne plays a role in all of that.
Yes. A lot of the artists that are showing in the various restaurants or medical facilities around Tallahassee, you can trace their connection back to an exhibit at the gallery, selling their work in the gallery shop, having been an instructor at LeMoyne in our vast education center where we have both adult and classes for children.
Yeah.
But it really is very interesting. There are all these invisible threads that cast out across Tallahassee, and a vast majority of them can come right back to LeMoyne.
You know, I remember you saying at one time that for an artist, the most important thing they can do is to create, to do what they do,
mm-hmm.
To not overthink anything, but to just do it.
Yeah, it's hard to get to that point.
Yeah. Well, speak to that. Why is it so hard?
Well, you are inundated with so much, and we were talking about this earlier, you know, cell phone, landline, email, you know, the human element, and what expectations are put on us. And as each artist develops in their line, their media, casting off all the daily dirt, trying to get to that core, to where they are true. I mean, if it was easy, it wouldn't be.
And you are an artist in your own right, and mm-hmm. and here you are working diligently and daily within the realm of being this administrator for LeMoyne. Does that interfere then itself with otherwise your artistic sense, or how does it, does it help you?
Well, it cuts into my painting time, I can tell you that. But artistically, oh my gosh, I get to go to work and sit in art all day.
Yeah,
I mean,
right, tough job.
It's definitely a plus that I love and I enjoy it. Huh. And just, you know, believe this is the right path.
Right path.
But it makes me appreciate when the muse speaks to me.
There you go. You know. Is that part of how you help other artists too, as LeMoyne is concerned, that they get stuck or whatever? Can they come for that sort of spark, as if that's the right term?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that a lot of artists...
They don't just camp out on your front porch?
No.
Speak to us.
You know, you come there, I'm going to put you to work.
Yeah.
I have a lot of artists come in. The biggest problem that beginning artists have And I mean beginning in the sense of first starting to show your work, first starting to sell your work, is how do you price it? So I have a lot of conversations like that. And I was helped when I first started selling my work. So, you know, I pass it on. But in teaching, or I'm really interested in sharing my media, it's great. We'll set up a workshop if we can and see what goes.
There you know, you go.
We're always looking to partner with new and unique, and then in turn provide that back out to the community.
1963 to 2013, 50 years, folks. Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts.
We're going to carry it all the way through 14.
I was going to say, we'll see you. And we're gonna be celebrating another 50 years, I suppose, at some point. Although, let's see, that would make me 108 at that point. But yeah, am I having a good time yet?
You know, that's right. But, nice and art.
Nonetheless, we will continue as we sally forth to the best of our ability in reminding you that this is the 50th anniversary of Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts, our good friend and lovely, lovely Ann Kozoliski, who is the executive director, sharing with us the good tidings that their annual show is kicking off the 29th of November through the 31st of December. Make sure it's a part of your holiday celebration this year. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people in your life that need a little more art. That's how you do that. And we want you to be sure to come back here again next Saturday morning, because we're about what you are talking about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning right here at 93.3. It's what Tallahassee is talking about. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.